Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bob Marchand. And as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2020 NFL Draft Stars. We bring them to you today here on the C2P platform, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radios, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests. And today we got a standout from Henderson State. It's Mercado Anderson. If you're not familiar with him, he was on the Cliff Harris watch list. He was one of the nominees for the D2 Player of the Year. And it was ironic that when I was thinking about Mercado coming on the show, he reminds me of Marquis Christian. He's a Midwestern State kid. And then I went back and researched it. He actually won the Cliff Harris Award. So when I think of him, I thought of Mercado. And then, again, the production is there. And if you look at Christian, he is in the National Football League. He's been there since 2016. But with that said, Mercado, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
Man, I'm doing good.
Now, this is a crazy time. You know, we were just talking before going live that, you know, it's hard to get your workouts in and just stay in football shape. What's the last few weeks been like for you just trying to maintain that physical status that you're accustomed to?
Man, really just a lot of running, you know, trying to keep my body in shape, you know, and just trying to get a little workout in wherever I can here and there. But mostly just a lot of running, you know, conditioning. You never can get too in shape.
That's true. You can never get too much in shape. Now, listen, you had a fantastic career. I mean, and you show up in all facets of the game. That's what I love about what you bring to the table. There's certain guys, you're just a football player, and you just have that it factor. Now, for you, I mean, growing up, Pop Warner, were you the better kid way back then? Were you the court guy with the ball in your hands, scoring touchdown after touchdown?
Most definitely. You know, I played quarterback, you know, as a little kid, fourth, fifth, sixth grade, and I was always the guy that other kids looked up to, so – you know, as I got older, I kept that role, you know, people looking up to me, you know, to make the play. And for everything to go right, it was up to me. So, you know, it's always been a part of me.
Now, I didn't know you had a little bit of that quarterback background. Granted, it was Pop Warner, but usually once you have the taste of it, you don't want to relinquish it. Did you ever joke with Coach Maxfield that you wanted maybe some trick plays where you get the ball thrown to you? Or you would throw the ball?
Oh, yeah, a couple times I did. You know, he'll catch me before practice, throwing the ball around and stuff like that. But, nah, they never took me serious, so I just put it on the back burner.
Excellent stuff. Now, how do you kind of start transitioning to the guy that we see on the defensive side? I'm sure you played multiple positions going through high school, but when did you know that being a DB safety type guy would be your best fit moving forward?
And just once I got to college, you know, I got around guys that was telling me that my skill level, you know, wasn't as, you know, good. So, you know, I had to get around older guys to let me know that all I had to do was, you know, just keep working at my position. And once, you know, I got in the film room and studied the game and, you know, just recognized route combinations and stuff like that, it started clicking. And it didn't happen overnight. I can't say it happened overnight because, you know, walking on at Henderson State, you know, I walked on and had to go up this ladder, you know, climb up the ladder. But, you know, just learning the film, you know, learning the position, and just recognizing different routes, you know, it just molded me who I am today.
Mercado, I got to ask, so how did you get lost in the shuffle coming out of high school? Because there is zero doubt that you have NFL ability, and I can't believe you're a walk-on, man. I mean, that's really getting lost in the shuffle. What happened?
Yeah, just in high school, man, it's a small town, you know, it's hard to get big recruits in, and, you know, it's just, went to a smaller school, but, you know, it's all good, though. It's all good. They'll eventually find you. You know, people always told me, you just keep playing hard, keep doing what you need to do and handling your business, and they'll find you. So just a small town, didn't get a lot of recognition coming in and stuff like that.
Wow, man. Well, man, they definitely they missed on you, man. The local recruits around there, they missed on this guy. Once again, Mercado Anderson, the Henderson State standout, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we find out what this young man brings to the next level. And this kid possesses so much ability. He's so versatile. And again, I love how the way he shows up in all facets of the defense. I mean, no matter what you need, this kid's going to provide that big play for you. Now, I ask all the guys that come on the program, I mean, if you're in the film room with these NFL scouts, what do you think they're going to love about what you bring to the table? What are those hallmark home run abilities, Mercado, that they're going to fall in love with?
Because being able to play more than one position, you know, I wouldn't mind lining up at corner, at nickel, free safety, strong safety. Just my versatility all over the field that I know for a fact that the NFL scouts would like. And also running down on kickoff. You know, I'm a huge part of, you know, being on special teams and stuff. I love that. So I feel like that's what the scouts would really fall in love with.
How about this one? What goes unnoticed? And I ask this just to benefit you because we know those guys do listen into our program. What won't they see on tape? Could be a team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie, community service. Maybe the defense you ran, you could have done more great things, but maybe you weren't allowed. I mean, what do these scouts need to know about you as we, you know, dig in and we dive in so close to this NFL draft?
I'm always the guy that wants extra, you know. And I don't look at it as extra. I look at it as mandatory, staying after practice and staying in the film room, getting the extra workout in because you always got to stay ahead of the game. There's always somebody working. So just always putting myself ahead of other guys, you know, so I can stand out when it's time to play on Saturdays.
And you've definitely done that. And, again, when you're on that Cliff Harris nominee for the Defensive Player of the Year, and Kyle Duggar got that. But, again, I mean, you're right on par there. And I mean, fantastic career in this senior season, man. You really put together. If you folks out there, you want to know what I'm talking about, he was second on the team in tackles. He was first on the team for tackles and lost distance ahead. He was tied for first on sacks, and he was first with interceptions. So, I mean, if that's not saying this kid's not showing up in all facets of what the defense needs and what that defensive coaches were asking of Mercado, he definitely delivered for the Reddies this 2019 season. Do you get comparisons to anybody? I mean, the family, friends, coaches, teammates, you know, did they ever say, hey, you know, Mercado, we're watching the Monday night game, and this kid reminds us of you?
Yeah, I always get compared to Malcolm Butler, small college guy who bust on the scene, you know, made a couple mistakes, but he kept playing and played himself into a huge role and also catching a huge interception in the Super Bowl game. So, they call me Malcolm Butler sometimes. You know, I get that, and I just roll with it, you know. I just roll with it. I look up to him and Stephen Gilmore. I look up to those guys who, you know, started off in smaller colleges and worked their way up.
Yeah, it's a harder grind for the small school guys, and especially – at this point with pro days and all these things being canceled because of the coronavirus, were you able to do any pro day videos or were you able to get anything out in the last few months or everything's just kind of been stagnant? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. When I was down in Houston, I was training at Athletic Connections and I was, I got some times in my 40 and my L drills and stuff like that. I got a couple videos of those, but other than that, them were all my only numbers that I really possessed or were able to record and stuff like that.
So what? You remember any of the numbers to share with the audience?
Oh yes, sir. I ran my 40. I ran a 4.44, and my second time I cut it down to a 4.42, and my 5.10.5 was a 4.09. My L drill was a 6.87, and I put up 22 reps on the bench press, and I was. When I put those 22 reps up, man, I got up and I was so pumped up because I was ready for the pro day. I was about to blow the scouts away, but, you know, things happen for a reason, and I'm going to take advantage of this time and, you know, just put my body and everything in a better place, you know, just get myself even better. So it's all good, man.
I love it. And that 22 on the reps, I ain't going to lie, man, when I was, you know, starting to get your bio ready and I'm going through the photos. I mean, you're jacked up. There's zero concern. I mean, you're definitely spent some time in the weight room getting sculpted like that. I mean, how much time do you typically spend when things are normal and society isn't the way it is right now? What's a typical weight room week for Mercado Anderson?
Man, it's about an hour. So I get about 30 or 40 minutes in, a lot of running, about 30 or 40 minutes in just sprints and stuff like that. And I go and try to go in the weight room, hit a lot of set, like about 200 or 300 curls and a lot of pull-ups. You know, I'm I'm the type of guy, I don't want to be bulky, can't move around. I want to be able to be lean and all over the field. So a lot of sit-ups, a lot of cardio, you know, pull-ups, sit-ups, and push-ups just like that to keep my body lean and stuff.
Dude, I'll do 40 push-ups, and I think I'm like Hercules. How many push-ups do you do?
Man, I try to do like 5 sets of 25 somewhere in there, or 10 sets of 10. It all just depends on how I'm feeling, you know, and I superset it with usually like dumbbell curls and pull-ups and like maybe 10 sets of 10 dips. I'm always a guy, I want to be strong because I'm a little bitty guy, so I want to be able to hang with the big guys in the long run. So it's all good, though.
It is all good. Once again, yeah. Mercado Anderson, the standout Henderson State stud here on the C2P. We find out what this young man brings to the table, and he shared some terrific numbers that he worked out at Athletic Connection in those 4.24, 4.42, and then man, that 6.87, man, that's big time number there. That's a solid number, especially for what team they're looking at. We're almost out of time, but I could keep you on for another hour. There's just so much to talk about, but we always like to end the show with some off the wall stuff. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, I mentioned Coach Maxfield earlier, or it could be another coach from Henderson State. What coach, you guys, the team, the players, who gets impersonated the most from the coaching staff, and would they do that impersonation in front of them?
It probably had to be Coach Maxfield. It had to be Coach Maxfield. Well, definitely Coach Maxfield.
Would they do it in front of them?
So we had like this little, we get together as a team and do a little impersonation. And the DBs, you know, I wanted to lead because I had a great one. So, you know, everybody, I say the best for last. I let all the DBs go last, you know. And we got up there, and the first face that came up was Freddy Krueger. And when Freddy Krueger came up, we brought in Coach Max. And, man, we got on his head. You know, everybody started laughing and going crazy. And I'm on the microphone telling Coach Max, like, man, I know we're going to pay for this next week, but let's just enjoy it right now today.
I love it. How about this one? Any game day superstition?
Game day superstition. I gotta have my left wrist taped up with PowerFlex, and my right wrist has to be with just tape. I don't know why, but for some reason that has to work, and it worked. I got a whole list of them. I got a whole list of them. I got to listen to a certain type of music. It's a certain type of food I got to eat before it. And the one main thing, I got to have a jar of pickle juice because my cramps, man, pickle juice keeps you cramping. So before the game, I got to have pickle juice and Pedialyte, most definitely.
I love it. And then you mentioned the right food, and this is the final question. The weekend of the draft, it's closely, it's almost upon us. I assume you'll be with family and friends as you celebrate this next journey of your football life. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day?
It's most definitely my Aunt Cindy. She got to have some – I want the baked chicken with the mashed potatoes and green beans, and I want her famous cobbler pie, man. That's most definitely what I want, and I want Grandma's sweet tea. I want it as sweet as she could get it, man. And that'll be perfect for me.
Well, that cobbler pie. You got me hooked on that cobbler pie. The way you said that, that seems like that's got to be some terrific dessert. Man, you're going to be eating good on draft day. I can promise you that, Mercado.
Yes, sir. Most definitely. I'm going to try.
I love it. Hey, man, well, we're almost out of time, but we appreciate you sharing some of yours with us. Stay humble, stay hungry, be safe out there, and we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Mercado Anderson, the standout from Henderson State. I'm telling you, I love this kid. He's one of these small school kids that I'm willing to bet you right now, I guarantee that he finds himself in camp. He's going to make, you know, he's just one of these hustlers in terms of him doing the right thing, having that skill set. Just a little under the radar because he comes from a smaller school, but big-time talent nonetheless. As of always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.